Okay, today's daf yud, or on daf yud, yud amad aleph, fourth line by the Mishnah. Ein pochsin me'eshim ve'achas tekiyos b'mikdash. You never have less than 21 tekiyos in the Beit HaMikdash. Every day they would blow a minimum of 21. Where did 21 come from? They would blow 3 tekiyos when they opened their gates in the morning, 9 tekiyos during the nisuch of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, and 9 tekiyos during the nisuch of the Karban Tamid Shel Arbayim. 9 is 18, plus on a regular typical day with nothing doing, the minimum was 21. That was the minimum. V'lo mosifin al arbayim b'shmona. The maximum was 48. What's the maximum? How could you have 48? You have 48 as follows. The same 21. That never changed. Now, on, whenever there was a musaf, they'd blow another 9. Okay? And Erev Shabbos, they would blow 6 more to get everyone ready that Shabbos is coming. Right? And on Sukkot, they would blow an extra 12. So, on Erev Shabbos of Sukkot is the maximum. Erev Shabbos of Sukkot is the maximum. As the Achronim point out, that you can have more. You can have more if Erev Shabbos fell out, if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Then they have a chesed, it's actually more, because when they bring the Karban Pesach, they also would blow shofar, when they would say hollow, when they would bring the Karban Pesach. That's not on the list, that's not mentioned, because that didn't happen every year. How often does Erev Pesach fall out on Shabbos? It happens once in a while, right? But every Sukkot has a Friday of Sukkot. Every Sukkot has to have a Friday, 7 days long. You have to have an Erev Shabbos on Sukkot. That's every year. So, Pesach is once in a blue moon, it happens that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Okay? Next. Vein Pocha said, Mishnei Nevalim. You never had less than 2 Nevalim. What's a navel? A harp. Why is it called a navel? So the Yerushalmi says, because it's like a Nevala. It embarrasses every other instrument. It's a beautiful sound. Okay? Velomosifin al shisha. You never had more than 6. You never had more than 6 harps. Says Rashi, lo is farish taima. I don't know why. Rashi says, I don't know why. We're not going to know why. Tzvarisol says, because more than 6 already drowns out the town. Rashi can pick that up. It's not a reason why, exactly. Rashi, I don't know why. So Rashi doesn't know why. We don't know why either. Right? Ein pochasin mishnei chalolim. You don't have less than 2. What's a chalil? Flute. V'lo mosifin al shnei maser. Not more than 12. U'mishnei maser yom bashana ha-chalil makeh. 12 times a year they would actually blow the flute. Rashi is the word somewhere. A chalil is called makeh. Makeh means to blow. Because you, with your fingers, you put your fingers on the flute. You're like hitting the flute. Makeh. You're hitting the flute. That's why it's called makeh. They would blow it 12 times a year. The same is be'ach. What are the 12 times a year? B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, Shchitas Pesach Sheni, came out Pesach Sheni, Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, Yontav Shal Atzeres, Shavuos, and Shemona Tzimeachak, 8 days of Sukkot. Loha Yimaka Ba'abib, now they change the word to Abub. Same word, it means a flute. The Gemara is going to ask why he switched the word. Lo Hayimaka Ba'abub Shal Nechoshes, they would not use one made out of copper, Ela Ba'abub Shal Kona, only one out of reed, but they should call it Orev. It sounds much sweeter. They would only use one person would blow flute at a time. Rashi says that I think they would end off with the flute sound that they shoot machal job. That's a beautiful way to end off. Who blew these instruments? That's actually machlokas in the Mishnah. Vavde kahanim hayu. They were mayor. Mayor says kahanim did it. Reb Yosi omer mishpachas base pagris. It was base tafaria. Huh? That means Kahanim, no? I think it means Kahanim. The Avodim of Kahanim? I think it means Kahanim. What are they translated as? Interesting. Okay, slaves of Kahanim. B'yosei mishpachas beis pagrus beis tzafariya me'amus hayu. These Yisraelim. Shemasiyah le'kahuna. They were able to marry Kahanim. They were so chashuv. And Rebbe Chanina ben Atzikmas Omer Levim hayu. They were the Levim. Okay? Good? Next. Now, Masnisin d'lok Rebbe Yehuda. Our Mishnah can't be Rebbe Yehuda. Why not? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hapachas Leipach Misheva, Bamozal Loyazav Al Sheishesvei. The minimum was 7, the maximum was 16. We said the minimum was 21, and the maximum was 48. Truth is, they're not even arguing. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is counting 3 as 1, Tia Teruah Tatiya as a set, exactly. That's why you get 7. And they're counting it as 21. Why? Like when we say 100 kolos. It's not really a Rosh Hashanah. 100? Yeah, it's 100 towns. Is it 100 sets? No, it's much less. Right? My commitment, like it's what are they arguing in? They're arguing exactly this point. How do you count it? Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tekiya Teruah Tekiya Chadahi. It's Tekiya Tekiya is 1. Rabbanan Savar Tekiya Luchud Teruah Luchud Tekiya Luchud. No, it's all separate. That's not really a Machlokes. They're not arguing in anything. At the end of the day, they both agree the same thing was done. Yes, Tosfos will get there. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reason? Why did he count it as a set? I'll tell you why, it doesn't occur like that. Ksiv, this is by the Chatzotzros, Utkatem Trua, Uksiv Trua Yitzku'u, the word Yitzku'u is a Tkia, right? Shmami not Tkia Trua, Tkia Chadahi, it's all one big story. Verabanan Ahu, Lepshute Levafaneh, Upshute Lachrahu Da'ata. No, there's a Trua, but you have to blow a Tkia before it and a Tkia afterwards. That gives you each one's individual. Rabbanon, my tamayo detziv, ubahakilas hakahal tisku below toriu. Right? It says ubahakilas ha'am tisku. Right? It doesn't mention anything about toriu. Vitalkadaitach tkiya through tkiya chadihi. You couldn't do it all one thing. There's a passage there that says when they would travel, they blow only one thing. Not tkiya through tkiya, just one. Amar Rahman, no, Avin Pag is a mitzvah. Was it half a mitzvah? Amar, no, Rabbi Yehuda, Siman of Almahu. That was just a simon. Okay, we're traveling now. There's not now a formal tekiya, through a tekiya. Yeah, when it's formal, on Rosh Hashanah, in the Beit HaMikdash, it has to be tekiya, through a tekiya. Right? This didn't have to have that rule. This was just, okay, we're moving now. So we can make a loudspeaker, we can do whatever we have to do. So they blew noise. They made noise. Let everyone know they're moving now. Didn't have a formal, therefore, it's not a half a mitzvah. It didn't, that's not the same story. Kiman az lahad amar of kahana, ein bein tkiya l'tkrua below klum. Who said, there's no, ein bein tkiya l'tkrua below klum. There's nothing, how do they translate that? How do the artists, what? There's no pause between the tkiya and the tkrua. Who's that? Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that Rabbi Yehuda? Because according to him, it's one thing. Yeah, pshita, isn't it obvious? Oh, mal tehem, I would have thought, I feel like a rabbanon, isya, maybe it's the rabbanon also. La fuki mid Rabbi Yochanan, to exclude Rabbi Yochanan, the other who said, shama teisha tekiya, teisha shows, b'yom yata, if you heard 9 sounds, which is the minimum of Rosh Hashanah. If you heard them every hour, you heard another one. 8 o'clock in the morning, you heard one. At 9 o'clock, you heard another one. 10 o'clock, you heard another one. But he said the other. I would have thought, maybe the Chacham also agree with that. Kabash, well, that, no way at all. They mahachanami, and maybe they do agree. Maybe they do agree. Im Kane, my velo klump. What does it mean velo klump? Right? What does it mean velo klump? Right? Mashma, that's mashma, that you can't have any distinction at all. Right? Okay. Therefore, that can't be pshat. Now, look at the Tosfos. I'm only reading the Tosfos because we have a Balsakir in the room. So look at the Tosfos. Ein beit kiel true of low klump. Look at the Tosfos. Ein beit kiel true of low klump. Umasik, you see the Tosfos there, Mati? Umasik, we conclude the Maskona is the Asa Krib Yehuda, that we pass in like Krib Yehuda, the Amar who says, Tekiya Teruah Tekiya, Chada Tekiya. It's one story. V'hachanami L'Rabbanan, the Asa L'Havsik at Tekiyos. Even the Rabbanan agree you can't be Masik. Right? The Khan Nira L'Rebbe, whoever wrote this, my Rebbe said from here, the Asur Lahafsik Bein Shvarim L'Tekiyos. You cannot pause between the Shvarim and the Tekiyah. The Ha Mesapkalon, because we have a suffix. What's a Shvarim? We don't know what a Teruah means. Iginu Chaganech, the Yulu Layalil. Is it a Shvarim? Is it a Teruah? Is it a Shvarim Teruah? Bahadi Adadi, is it together? Ulakach, and therefore, Anu Osim Shvarim V'Teruah, Bahadi Adadi V'Chad Tekiyah. I'm sorry, Bahadi Adadi. Bechad Tekiya, exactly. Misafik. We blow a Shvarim and a Teruah together. Misafik. Why? Because we're not sure what it is. But also Lahasik Beinehem. You can't pause. The Im Nanas Betruah. If you made a mistake. Below Yachol Lasos. You can't do it. Vibne Kotze Ruach. Short of breath. Oh, Vibne Shum Ones. Or for some other reason. Yachzar l'shvarim, you have to repeat. You didn't blow shofar. Baho de lo Rebbe. And Rebbe agreed with it. Right? You hear this? That's how you do it, right? There's no pause, you don't pass on this. You don't pass on this at all?
Mikan. Mikan mashma d'asr lahafsik be'tkiya l'tkiya. You can't pause anywhere. Baho damrina b'shabbos. Aye, we say in Shabbos, shemafsikin, that the hatkiri shown a high tikkil levatel on misados. They both first tikkia to get people to stop working on Friday. Then shnia levatel the ear. The second one they would do that people should really stop working. Lights getting Shabbos is coming. That shiny hasan, that's different. Given the kingdom came to the leos kolachas achas simul davar echad lav hatikah chashivli. Now each time they blew was a different stage on Friday. First the fields are very far away. Then the stores were not so far away. That's not the same thing. That's kind of a hesik. They blow one hand. Then 20 minutes later, but 20 minutes later, yeah, not the same kind of thing at all. But on Rosh Hashanah, says Tosfos, you can't have any pause in between. Why? Because you hold like a Yehuda, it's all one thing.
You guys, what's the Naskamina? That's exactly what Tosfos says, exactly the Naskamina.
The number? No one argues on the number. Same number. 16, 48, all the same number. Why did he call them, why did he call a lower number?
To highlight that don't have to.
Right? The highlight is no hefsik. It tells us comes along, and there's no hefsik. Okay. Next. Shnei Masa Yom B'Shana Makad B'Chalil. 12 times a year, they blow the special Chalil. Mai Shna Hani. Why these 12? Ho'il V'Yachid Gomer B'Hemet Ha'Halil. These are the days when a Yachid can recite Halil. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yehud Tzadak Shmona Asri Yamim Sh'Yachid Gomer B'Hemet Ha'Halil. There are 18 days a year when you say Hallel. 18 days. How many days? 18 days. What are the 18 days? Shmoni Me'achad. 8 days of Sukkot. Shmoni Me'chanukah. 8 days of Chanukah. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. First day of Pesach. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. And Shavuot. Ubegola, in Galus, Eshem Be'echad. They added 3 more days. What are the 3 more days? Tishi Me'achag, an extra day for Simchas Torah. Shmoni Yimei Chanukah, that didn't change. Shnei Yom Tov Shal Pesach, 2 days of Pesach, and Shnei Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, and 2 days of Shavuot. Say Hallel, yeah. Excellent question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The days not on this list are the last 6 days of Pesach, and all the half, and Rosh Chodesh. That's not on the list. Right? What? Okay? It's not full Hallel, exactly. Now, before we get to the Gemara, we gotta do this Tosfos. It's a little long, but it's a vital, we're not gonna do the whole thing. We're gonna do almost, it's a very important Tosfos, a Hallel. Listen to this Tosfos. It's the last Tosfos, Yudches Yamim. Upirish, Ubishar Yamim, what about the other days? The rest of Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. What about those days? In Omrim Osa Klal. You don't have to recite at all. You don't have to recite Hallel at all. Why? The Lekalip Rushe. Don't explain the Gemara like this. B'Shar Yamin and Gomer Osa. On the rest of the days, meaning on Pesach and Rosh Chodesh, in Gomer Osa. You don't recite it at all. Aval Koron Osa B'Dilug. But you can skip half Hallel, like we say. Why? Don't say that. Midka Amar, since we're going to say in a minute, Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed, that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Why is it called a Moed? Because in the parasha of the Moadim, right? Leka Mashma Tetzobar De'en Omer Motzobar Rosh Chodesh Klal. Don't say they didn't recite it at all. V'chein, had the one second. They didn't recite it at all in Rosh Chodesh. Not even him. We're going to ask in a minute. How come on Sukkot yes and Pesach no? Mashma, the ain chovel omro klal b'Rosh Chodesh uba Pesach. They didn't recite it at all. Not half. Ah, what about us? We read half. Oh, the chain mashma b'chach the mesech that's tying it. This is the story. Rav ikvul abavel. Rav walks into shul abavel. On Rosh Chodesh, Chazinu the Kari Halila for Rosh Chodesh. He hears them saying Hallel. So Kasavra laughs the Kuhinu. He had in mind to stop them.
He had in mind to stop them. Kiva the Shamak to come a dali. Since he saw they skip, he said, Minagam say a bit Dave. It's just a minhag. Right? Now, Mashma, Sharav Ha Yitzavor, Shalaya Armos a Klal. Rav's thinking was, we do not recite Halal Rosh Chodesh. Right? Vim Cain, Vaday Masha Anu Omer Moso, Ain Elementic Ba'alma. The fact that we recite Halal, it's just a minhag. 1 minute. We're going to get to that. The Ain Achovek Kimo B'Yud Chet Yomim. It does not have the same status as the Yud Chet Yomim. Now, Umikal Makom Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Tzarech Levarech Halal. You have to make a bracha. Which is what Ashkenazim do. We make a bracha. Why? The kach mashma hach the tzavar lasakidu. Now, says Tosfos, Rav was going to stop it, right? Obviously, they made a bracha. Now, Tosfos doesn't have to say the possibility that Rav came late. The Rav missed it. He doesn't know. Some say that. Some give that answer. Maybe Rav walked in late. He didn't know if they made a bracha or not. Unlikely that happened. So Rav heard them make a bracha. What's going on? Exactly. Unlikely. So Rav walked in. Rav's sitting there. He has to make a bracha. What's going on here? I better stop them. By the time he gets all the way to the front, by Lolanu, he sees they skipped it. It's just a minhag. It's a good thing they made a bracha, says Rav. Rabbeinu Tam's explaining. That he didn't have a problem with that. Why? Shemavarchin alav. Dimlo kein miyad shiro Rav shalom barachu lefana miyad ha-yachal lahav and shalom ha-yachoveh. The minute they made a bracha, he should have said something. But he waited. Obviously, that didn't bother him. Why? El Minog, El Shraman Asher Baruch Hu. That was okay. That didn't bother him. What bothered him was the halal, not the bracha. Right? So when he saw this gift, he said, it's only a minog. It's okay. I'm going to let it go. V'chein Masha B'hach, the Reish Parag Beis, the brachas. Kamar Rava, Hilchata, the halacha is, Shmonas, Yamim, Shayach, Gomer, and the halal, Bein Parag, Leparag, Posek. In between the prakim, let's say, the king walks in, the president walks in, you're allowed to say hello to him. All those, all the halachas, when you can answer, when you can speak, right? Emta Parag, and a Posek. If you're middle of a parak, then you shouldn't speak. Yamim she'ein ha'yachid gomer b'henat ha'halel. But if it's just stam tehillim, then I feel a bit empty parak posik. But he can stop with hillim. No rule, right? V'im ein mevarchin alav. But if you don't make a bracha, what kind of rule is this? I didn't make a bracha, and I can't answer you. Why not? My asaka ikka bedavar. What's the big deal? So stop. The president walked in. You say hello to him. You're middle of a. Who cares? Didn't make a bracha anyway. Obviously. But so, if they Rishus, Nami Yasik. But for Rishus, you got the issues of stopping by Rishus. Right? Obviously, you made a bracha. The odd kind of boiling of a year of their covered, right? Why, what's the whole shayla? Whether you can answer somebody because of kavod, because of yira. That only makes sense if you made a bracha. Now you made a bracha, now can I answer you? Okay, it depends who you are, it depends who I am. Now, Stewie Tosa says something extremely controversial, I don't have an answer. He says like this. The lo dummy lahai the amar perak lulavar rava. Don't say, yeah, but who makes a bracha on a minach? Don't say that. Amin haga lo mevarchinon. On a minach, we don't make a bracha. For example, Shoshana Rabba, we don't make a bracha. Hani mili, that's only tiltal. All I'm doing is picking up the Hoshanas. The minach, kimo arava. It's a minach, let's say arava, let's take Hoshanas. Aval akriya, but I'm reciting halel. The minach, which is a minach, mevarchinon shatr. It makes a lot of sense to make a bracha. He made a distinction without explaining it. Don't tell me about Aravis. Now that makes perfect sense. It's no bracha. But over here, for sure, there's a bracha. So that's because the Amira itself is the dinner of a bracha. That's why there's no bracha on benching. No bracha on benching. Exactly. So some explain Tosfos. What Tosfos means to say is, Hoshanah, what is it already? Pick up Hoshanah? What do you make a bracha for that? It's just such a small little insignificant thing. But what do you mean? You do it for the lulav also. All you do is pick it up. Small insignificant thing. You make a bracha for that. Hallel is such kavanah. Exactly. Right. Right. I understand. This Tosfos is very difficult. I don't know what his answer is. He doesn't explain himself. Why is Aravos different than Hallel? So some say because... What?
What's the
So you're saying, since there's never... So you think, since there's never a bracha for our rabbos, so we're never going to make one. Since Hallel sometimes is a bracha, so then when there's a minute, we're going to make a bracha. We add to it. I think some people say that. The problem is, he didn't really say that. I think I saw an answer like that. But he didn't really, that's not what he said. The problem is not what Tosafot said. That's the problem. The answer I saw, the Achmanim say, is because our Rav is a very, like the tiltul ba'alma, just tiltul ba'alma. Making a bracha on that, he didn't do anything. By the way, there are Sfardim today that don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. As a matter of fact, I once heard that Rav Soloveitchik, his whole life, he went back and forth. Should I make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh? Not back and forth, he went back and forth about it. You know why? Because Tosafot doesn't give an answer. Why in some minhagim yeah, and some minhagim no? What kind of rules? It's either all or nothing, right? Nobody makes a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Nobody. Everyone agrees it's a minhag, there's no bracha. So what's going on here on Rosh Chodesh? It's only a minhag. What? That's what they say Tosafot meant to say. Yeah, but it's the same picking up Hashanah as you pick up a roll. No one says Hashanah Maisa. So we had a whole discussion if that's the mitzvah or not. Because you said, right? It's an anuim part of the mitzvah. It's a machlokas. Most hold it's not. Even though we said that you shouldn't give a child, when does kenneth begin? When the child knows how to do an anuim. Why did Gemara say that? So I'm saying, see, from here, it's part of the mitzvah. Others say, no, because it's maybe that's exactly the point. What's picking up a lulav? Any 21-year-old can pick up a lulav. You have to know that it has significance. It's not just stop picking up a piece of branches. When you know what, shake it, for Hashem, for the wind, for the towel, whatever you're doing, then everybody's old enough to pick a lulav. But it's not part of the mitzvah. We hold, once you pick it up, you go to it. Exactly, you don't do anything, exactly. Yeah. And they made a bracha. No, so on a dinner abana, different story. That you can make a bracha. That everyone agrees you can make a bracha. Only in the Beit HaMikdash. Right. Right. No. Only one day. That's what Mati's saying. Mati's saying that since it's such a bracha, so you're giving, say the answer, but it's giving. Since there's no precedent, we don't make a bracha. However, Hallel, there is a precedent. We make a bracha 18 times. So to make it on Rosh Chodesh, no big deal. That's not what Tosafot says. Right. But we say it on Yontif, so we'll say it on Rosh Chodesh also. Right, and Tosafot says, Rav didn't have a problem with the bracha. It didn't bother him. What bothered him was that they weren't skipping. When he saw the skipping, ask only a minute, I'm letting it go. Okay, next. So the Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna b'chag damrina and kol yom, or ma'ishna pesach v'lo amrina and kol yom?" Right? How come on Pesach we don't read say it every day? And I took as we do. So the Gemara answers, "Well, kol yom b'dechag chalukin v'karbanos tayin. Every day of Sukkot, there's different karbanos. So therefore, what? Somehow it's very significant. Pesach and chalukin karbanos tayin. Pesach is no difference in karbanos." Right? What about Shabbos? The chalukah b'karbanos tehalema. What about Shabbos? Well, Shabbos lower be moed. Shabbos not called a moed. What about Chanukah? Chanukah has 8 days, and it doesn't have a change of carbon. There's no carbon. That means Chanukah ate all 8 days. So the answer is, Tosafot asked that question in Tainus, and the answer is because all 8 days are separate nates. So for an eight, it's different. What about Rosh Chodesh, Ikri, Moed, Lame? What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. So the question is, well, Lo Ikdash Pasias Malacha. But Rosh Chodesh is not Oscar Malacha. Right? The Ksiv Hashir, Hayolachem, Kilel Hithkadish Chag. Hithkadish Chag. Lel Habakurish Lachag, Tohan Shira. The night that's holy, that requires Shemakurish Chag, Ain Tohan Shira. Right? That's Petach night. But Rosh Chodesh is not like that. So there's no Hal on Rosh Chodesh. Meikaradin. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? There's no malacha, and it's a yontif. How can we not say halal? Everyone knows this answer. Bishon Dar Mevo, Dar Mevo. Omer Malchus Hashanah Kosh Baruch Hu. Bon Shalom. If they might know when we Omer Shira Lefanecha, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Amalin Efshar Melach Yosef Al Kite Adin. Right, Hashem's in judgment. The Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Meisim, Pesukim Lefanav. We tell Omer Shira Lefanav. We chose to say Shira. I don't know what the problem that is. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Look at the little Tosfos. Look at the little Tosfos. Amru Malchus Shareis. If they might Ein Yisrael Omer Shira. Avalo Tomar if Neima in Anu Omer Shira, but the Malachim do say Shira. Only human beings don't. They're not being judged, so for them they still say Shira. Mashma Shemalchay Shari's Omer Shira Ulakach Amari the Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim and Ladalik. Don't skip what everybody skips, where we say Hachayos Yishoru Vakruvim Yifaru, that whole extra long thing in Kriya Shema. Don't skip that, says Tosfos. Because they're not saying Shira. We're not saying Shira. Right? They are. So mention it. Very interesting. Right? That next, back into the Gemara. For Chanukah, the lo hachi v'lo hachi v'kamar. I, Chanukah, has neither malacha nor kabbana, that yet we say halal. The answer is, Bishul Nisa. That's a niece. So if it's a niece, then you could say Shira. This is how you want to continue. Because it's a niece. In other words, it has nothing to do with yontif. It's not a yontif. Chanukah's not a yontif. It's not oh, it's a mitzvah malacha. It's not a karbanos. What is it? It's a nis. It's a different category. We're going to see in a minute. It's a different category of halal. Why? Listen to this. Purim, dikin nisalim. What about Purim? Purim's also a nis. So we know there are three reasons why we don't say halal Purim. Armor vitachak kofi she'en over shira al nis shebechutz laret. You don't say shira on a nis in chutz laret. Maskip lor of nachan by yitzchak. Wait a minute. What about on Pesach? So the Gemara answers, "Kitanya." Well, ad shelo nichnas lo yisrael laaret hoch shukol aretz lo mashira. When, as long as we didn't go into Eretz Yisrael yet, and chutz laaretz is good enough. B'shenichnas lo aret lo hoch shukol aretz lo mashira. Ask the Turi Evan, what on earth is the Gemara's question about Pesach? Pesach is a regal. Pesach is a moed. What kind of question is this? He answered, Pesach night. Pesach night, he's saying Hallel, not as a moed, he's saying it because of a niece. See that? When you have a niece coming along, it changes the whole purpose of Hallel. And then the grit of the whole thing, there are two Hallel, is on a niece. And as I yonder, for example, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, there is no niece. Shmini Atzeres has no niece. What's the nace on Shemini Atzeres? There's no nace. What's the hal on Shavuot? There's no nace on Shavuot. There's no nace. The answer is, what's to do with nace? It's a regal. Right? Why would we take an extra hal on nace? Oh, because it's a nace. Unbelievable bar. Right? Unbelievable bar. Right? Now, Menachem by Yitzchak, Menachem Amar, Kriyasa Zuhi Halula. The reading of the Megillah itself is the halal. The Erie said, and what if you don't have a Megillah? You don't have a Megillah. You don't have a Megillah. The answer is, then say Hallel. Then according to this, you would say Hallel. Since the Erie, you would say Hallel. Why are you not saying Hallel? Because it has a Megillah. But if I don't have a Megillah, I would say Hallel. And Rav Amar Bishlam Mahasam, Hallel of the Hashem, of the Paro. When he says, we were servants of Hashem and not servants of Paro. Hacha, Hallel of the Hashem, of the Achashverosh, famous line, Akati of the Achashverosh. We still want the Achashverosh's rule. Therefore, there's no halal. Because the Yeshua, yeah, there was a big Yeshua, but we're still under the sovereignty of Achashverosh. You don't say halal to that. It is the best answer. It's the saddest answer, but it's the best answer. Well, Ravachim Dama Kriyasa Zuri Lula Hatanya Mechishek Zuri Laret Lohok Shuru Kol Aretz Lohom Ashira. According to Rav Nachman, who says that the Kriya is the halal, right? It says, once it came to the Eretz, you couldn't say Shira anyway. What kind of answer is that? I couldn't say Shira anyway. Why? Because we came into Eretz Yisrael now. The Gemara says, now, Kim and Shigalu, once they were thrown out, Chazul Atir and Arisha, we'll go back to the old way. Okay? That's the end of the Halal Gemara. You can spend a month on this tomorrow. All the rules of Halal, and Nace, and Chiyuv, and Carbon, it's all it's fascinating stuff. Loha Yamaka Ba'abub, Shal Nechoshes. So, Pasach B'Chalil, B'Sayim Ba'abub. We start off talking about a Chalil. And we end off talking about an abub. It's the same instrument. Why do we switch to Lashon? Amar Papa, Hainu Chal Hainu Abub. It's the same thing. But my car le Chalil. Why do we call it a Chalil? The Chali Kale. Because the voice sounds great. What does that mean? It says Rashi, Matuk Kolo Lushmawa. The voice is sweet to hear. Tanu Rabbanan. Abub Hayib in Mikdash. The Abub in the Mikdash. Chale Kaye was smooth. Da Kaye was thin. Shalkana Hayib was made out of reed. Umiyimos Moshe Hayib. It was old. Went back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tziva HaMelech. The Melech said, Vitzipoz of. Let's beauty it up. Let's add gold. Velo Haya Kolo Arov. It didn't sound nice. Not lo es tzipuyov. They took away the gold. Velo Kolo Arov Kamosha Hayib. It sounded better than before. Sometimes simpler is better. Right. No, but no, but they made it, they
exactly.
So they said, right. But they thought, you know, we'll make it gold. Everything with gold, all of a sudden, we make it better. We'll make it gold. Everything's gold. Tiltol Hayav HaMikdash, there were symbols in the Mikdash, Shalachos HaHaya, Hayakolo Arev, it sounded great. Nifgam, they once broke. So Shalchu HaChamim, the HaChamim said, they brought the experts from Alexandria, Vitiknuhu, they fixed him, Velohaya Kala Arid. And I guess they must have changed him a little bit. They must have added something. Right? And it didn't sound so good. So not Lo Estikuno, they removed what they fixed, what they added, for your Kala Arid, come on, Shah, then it sounded great. Really? Machtashes Hayiba Mikdash, there was a mortar in the Mikdash, Shal Nechoshes of copper, Haitha, Umimos Moshe Haitha, Vayemetemet Habesamim. They would use it to crush the Besamim. Okay? Did the Machtashes mean a mortar? Right? Look at the Rashi, Mifatemet Habesamim. We say this every day, and did everything that was words to me, right? Well, Mr. Sfar says it every day. Everyone says it every Shabbat. Listen to these words. So Rashi says, Shabaha you koshin simane samamane hakatoret. They would crush the spices of the katoret. Vayakola tzalul. It made a noise. Umip fatemet habesamim yafa. That was able, the noise was able to make the besamim even very fine, very good. Why? Vinosanas ben rath. It made it smell good. Why? Because I read in Bekritas, Hashochek Omar, Heitev, Hodek, Hodek, Heitev, while they were crushing it, they would say these words. Why? Shakal Yafal Libesamim. Because talking was good for the Besamim. We did? We didn't learn Bekritas yet. We brought it out already? How does that work? How does that work in a normal, non-mystical way? How does that work? How does that make you smell better? What? Ah, the grinding was better, so the smell, uh-huh. Yeah. What does it have to do with noise? Well, you find it for me, Okay. Now, Nifkuma, once it broke, so broke. They got the experts from Egypt to fix it. So, Stewie, the mortar manufacturers are also in Egypt? Fine. Velohaisa mitapemet. Kemosha Haitha, it didn't sound like it used to. Not Lues Tikuna, they removed what they had added. But Haitha mit the parents, Kemosha Haitha, then it worked, then it was back to normal. Now, not sure, okay, next. Okay, Elu Shnei Kelim Shnei Shtayu HaMikdash HaRishon, these are two Kelim that were left over from the first base of Mikdash, Vinis Pagmu, and they got ruined, V'lohayu Lahem Aruka, and they had no way to fix them. V'aleim Omer David, I'm not sure I didn't say this, Kamara, V'aleim Omer David, and about this, David Melech said, the choshes murat, right? We made the very thin gold, very thin copper. The choshes moruk, very shiny copper. Valeimu Omer, and about this it says, Uklei Nechoshes Mitzuhav, the Klei Nechoshes were very good, Shnayim Chamudos Kizahav. They look like gold. Rav Shmuel, Rav Machlokas about this. Chadam, one says, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Shokol Kishnayim Shalzav. Each one was like double gold. Chadamar, Shnehem, both of them, Shekulik Echad Shalzav. Both of them were like one measure of gold. I'm not sure what that says. Yeah. So is it like two golds or like one gold? I'm not sure what that means. Tani Rabbi Yosi, Shnehem, Shekulim Ge'echad Shalzav. No, we have a bride that says two were like one of gold. Tanya, Rabbi Nathan Omer, Shneim Hayu. They were doubled over. Shneim are Shnayim, Altik Mishnayim, El Shneim. Read it Shneim. Tanan, Tani, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Shiloach, the Shiloach, what's it called? Spring, I'm sorry, the Shiloach spring, thank you. The Shiloach spring, Haya Mekaleach Mayim Bika Isar. It let out water the size of an Isar, right? Meaning, the opening of the spring was the size of an Isar, and apparently, that's pretty small. Whatever an Isar is, it's a small amount. It didn't gush out like Niagara Falls. It was a small flow. And B'tziba HaMelech, and the Melech said, Hirchivuhu, let's make it bigger. Kadeshi is Rabu Meimav, and more water coming out. Now, the Vinis Matu, and not only that, they did that, it made it worse. The Chazru Umiyatihu, they went and made it smaller again. And then it came out better. And that's what it says. It says, Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmaso. Don't praise yourself in all your smartness. You think you're so smart. Al Yishalel Gibor B'Gvuraso. Don't praise a strong guy in all his strength. Right? Why? Because you try to make things bigger, you don't know what you're doing. Hashem created the Meshulach like that. Leave it alone. So Hashem's very smart. He's smarter than you. He's stronger than you. He left it like this. Don't. I don't know. What? Yeah. No. Kindness. One second. We'll look in a minute. The chen hayav shir megam lil omer haridavlim hayav to machlokas now. Lo hayav b'mikdash or hayav b'mikdash? Was this in the base of mikdash or was it not in the base of mikdash? It's a girsa machlokas. My haridavlim, what does that mean? Amar Abaya. Havle Gurgadana. It was some kind of bell, a clapper. But they should call it. It was very, very sweet sound. Uma arvev es hanima, and it would be used to accompany the singing. Okay. And tomorrow we'll talk more about the singing. It would what? So why would you want to do that? Oh, mix up. Okay. So but then the Queen of that gear said that it wasn't there because it was a bad thing. All right. So we'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.